"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
You get us on the radio from 1 to 4 every day, and then after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app is for the John and Ken on demand podcast. So anything you missed, you can listen to then, and you can listen to it anytime this weekend.
All right, coming up in about 15 minutes, your chance at money. We will have another keyword revealed. Follow the instructions. You could win the $1,000. Next hour, we got Moistline callers, and we do have a hack for the dumpster in the 3 o'clock hour today. Coming up later on this hour, we'll revisit the mumbly Biden audio. Joe Biden, the president, was meeting with the president of Israel, and nobody could figure out what Joe was saying. It looked like he was going to pass out. Fatigued sounding.
Well, apparently there's one guy who knows what he said.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Apparently one of Trump's representatives appeared on Fox News to say it's all very clear to me.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll play you that.
It's Biden's White House spokeshole. Continuing the tradition of just lying right to people's faces.
News has come out this afternoon that the Fulton County District Attorney, this is in Georgia, will charge Donald Trump with racketeering for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in the state of Georgia. This would be Trump's fourth indictment this year. Yeah, it only helps him raise more money, doesn't it? Remember the famous phone call? He was trying to find votes to overturn the results in the state.
You know,
he was asking the Secretary of State of Georgia to see what he could find.
This is really the whole election cycle's turning into a farce, isn't it?
It is. With RFK Jr. in there, too, and now you got Trump and all the indictments. I just saw a poll yesterday. A huge majority of people don't want either one of them running.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Which means something's got to give. There's too much energy against this happening.
I hope. Or is it just because a lot of people don't vote in the primaries? It's not going to happen.
Well, something's going to happen. And there's some, I mean, there's four trials coming up for Trump, and Biden is edging towards death.
Yeah, we just found out that the document trial is coming next May, the one that was filed out of Florida over the boxes of documents.
And they're going to charge him over the insurrection. They're going to charge him over the Georgia voting. He's got
stupid New York State one.
That right? Stormy Daniels case.
Right.
The guy, as you mentioned that, I was looking at a Yahoo News YouGov poll. 55% says Biden is unfit. And 53% say Trump is unfit. They think Biden is incompetent, too old, corrupt, doing a bad job, and dangerous.
But the problem with that is that a lot of that could be Trump supporters saying that. and vice versa. The crowd that thinks that Trump is unfit, or is a lot of the Biden people that always hated Trump. So
yeah, there's a lot of people in the middle who don't want either one.
There is. I don't know if they're going to be difference makers. And this no labels party is not making any impact.
Yeah, well, they got to have a real candidate, and the candidate's got to campaign every day.
All right, it's too
theoretical right now. 60% say Trump, if Trump is convicted, he ought to drop out of the race.
It won't happen.
I know. But, I mean, how many people are going to vote for a convicted?
I'll now turn what you said on you 1 hour ago. What else is Trump going to do? He's got to keep running for office because he loves the limelight. What else is he going to do? Golf?
Also, if he becomes president, he can pardon himself of all these crimes.
Yeah, sure.
So that's one way to stay out of prison.
All right, John Alley's coming back on the John and Ken Show with the Santa Monica Coalition. This is a group of residents and business owners that are fed up and have been for some time about the problems in Santa Monica with the homeless, the drug users. I think the last time we talked to them, there was a number of overdose deaths in that city. They were handing out needles. L.A. County Health Department was involved in that. The story this week is that a city councilman by the name of Phil Brock was attacked on the promenade because he was telling a vagrant that maybe you should be putting that stuff you're tearing up. He was tearing up these posters or something. And Brock said, why don't you put that in the trash? And that just set the vagrant off. But he was subdued, and he was taken away. We don't know what happened. Anyway, let's bring on John Alley.
John, how are you?
Hi, nice to be on with you, John and Ken.
Were these your organization's posters that this vagrant was tearing up in front of Councilman Brock?
Our organization has two big banners that say Santa Monica is not safe and end the needle distribution program in our parks. But the sign that the vagrant was removing was an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper with a QR code. He couldn't take off anything else. The city councilman identified himself, told him not to litter, and that's when it escalated. A tussle broke out about 500 feet away on the next block, and the police made an arrest.
You have a list of all the things that have happened just that day, right? Because much of the coverage was on that guy and Brock. But you have a list of two shootings that happened on the boardwalk near the pier. Two homeless exited a bus in front of the REI. I've gone to that REI store many times. One of them got stabbed multiple times. Two dead bodies, one at Wilshire and 14th, one at 6th in Colorado, and two reported overdoses. That was just that day in Santa Monica.
And none of that was covered by the media, and I wish the council member would have emphasized that, because that's what happens on a typical day. Typical weekend, typical weekday. And I'd like to ask him, and how was your weekend? But we did some further research, and we found out from this case that the 911 dispatcher is not in control of the police, believe it or not. It's separate. The city manager took it away from the police department a couple years ago. The police drones are in operation only on weekdays, and there's no funding for it on the weekend right now. It's not working on the weekend, and there are no undercover plainclothes cops to stop or infiltrate the drug dealing that's going on and setting these homeless people into action.
Yeah, you talked about the media not covering stuff. I find out what's happening in Santa Monica by going on the Nextdoor app, and people are posting photos and videos, for example, of a shooting at the beach that happened a couple of weekends ago near a lifeguard station. And I looked all over the place for news stories regarding the shooting, which caused quite a commotion on the beach. It was in the evening, either on a Friday or Saturday night, and there was quite a crowd, but nothing on the news. It's
nothing
almost like
on the news.
There's a blackout on this stuff now.
We brought it up in the city council meeting. We actually, the father of the individuals that were in harm's way spoke up, played the tape, played the gunshots. The council members on the die looked down. They were texting, giggling. It was very disrespectful.
So he's playing audio of a shooting?
During the public comment and talking about there not being enough police coverage, that the dispatcher took a long time for the dispatcher to answer. And the dispatcher is not even under the police control. That's got to end right away. And so do our drones. There was a police helicopter from LAPD. They recorded everything and showed drugs, alcohol, weapons, but there weren't enough police. And that's the problem. We're underfunded, and the police aren't getting funded what they need.
But this is intentional on the part of the city council. It's intentional. Sure. This is what they want.
Any cent we spend on law enforcement and even mental facilities will translate into 10 cents in additional sales tax revenues.
John and Ken,
we've got a government, a city council there, and a mayor that's a throwback from Jane Fonda and Tom Hayden. It's called SMR, Santa Monica for Renters' Rights. Rent control is not going away. It's like every election people say the other party is going to take their Social Security away. It's not going away, but they dominate every election, and they've hijacked the government, and these issues aren't discussed during the elections, and the same people win.
I know. That's what I was just going to say, John. You've been coming on our show for years, and I'm happy that you do, because we don't get this information from anywhere else. But we've gone through several election cycles now, and the same kind of people keep getting elected. So this is what you get. You get the government you deserve. And in this case, you get people who don't care about shootings, overdoses, deaths, and all the other mayhem going on with the homeless. They don't care. And the public keeps renewing their contracts. They keep getting reelected.
Well, we find that there are more and more people coming out of the woodwork, not afraid to be quiet. Our group has grown to 5,000 people. That's as large as SMR right now. And we think we can make a difference in the next election, and we're going to try. And even if it's a lawsuit or a recall of the entire council, none of them are helping. That might be what it takes. That's what's being discussed.
I don't, you have people who have absolutely no sense of pride in Santa Monica. They don't want it to be a beautiful, safe place. They don't want the tourism anymore. They don't want the shops and the nice restaurants. They don't want the, you know, all the visitors who go to the beaches. They don't care. They don't care if people get shot dead. They don't care if people die of an overdose in the street. It just doesn't matter to them.
It's really a perilous time for the retailers and the restaurants. They're fighting for their survival. We did a survey over the last 2 weeks, and we contacted every retailer and restaurant from Ocean Avenue along Wilshire, along the 3rd Street Promenade, throughout downtown. And every single one said that they're seeing 25 to 45 walk-in thefts and walk-out or run-out thefts a week. We went into Anthropology. They said, a week? No, how about 1 hour? We went into Victoria's Secret. She said, John, I'm so happy. We're not open till 9 anymore. We're closing when it gets dark at 8. I can't wait to get out of here at night. That's the fear. Can you imagine having an employee talk like that, fearing for their lives? It's not compassionate. And the city's going to pay a dear price in sales tax revenues. The hotels are already suffering.
It's like a mini version of San Francisco. Well, John, we always appreciate talking to you and bringing us up to date. Thanks for coming on today.
Oh, thank you.
All right, that's John Alley with the Santa Monica Coalition. That's a group of business owners and residents who are trying to affect change in the policies of Santa Monica government when it comes to the homeless, the drug addicts, and everything else that's going on there. As soon as we come back, a keyword you could win. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Oh, we're on the air. I have time blindness. I thought it was only 12 o'clock. I'm just a little behind today. Hey, this story. Oh, we'll go to Bidenville after 2:30 and we'll play you the audio from the other day where he mumbled to the Israeli president. And we'll compare that to one of his spokesholes appearing on Fox News and saying it's all clear to me what Joe was talking about. That's coming up after 2:30. Big story here locally, and you know, I don't want to overemphasize this because you and I have talked about this in the past, that the chances of somebody being abducted by a stranger is low. It really is. Often with these Amber alerts, it's usually a distraught custody fight situation where the one partner, usually the father, has had enough and comes and steals the child, yeah. And the whole state's up and down alerted.
Stranger abduction is one of the rarest crimes to happen, and it's the one everyone seems to fear most. It's completely out of proportion to its...
It may have happened, and it ended up in Long Beach. Why is that weird? It started in Texas. A 13-year-old girl, they're not giving her name, was walking down the street in San Antonio, and a creepy 61-year-old guy by the name of Steven Sablan drove up, allegedly pointed a gun at her, and said, "You got to get in the car." Then eventually told her that he can take her to a place where she could get on a cruise ship and visit her friend in Australia. This is all weird, isn't it? But he did say, allegedly, if you don't get in the car with me, I'm going to hurt you.
And this was a stranger? She hadn't had contact with him online or anything?
That's our understanding. But this story could change. As you said, wait 3 days. I don't know.
Well, what's the comment about a friend in Australia?
Well, they apparently had a conversation. She told the kidnapper she had a friend who lived in Australia, and he said he would take her to a cruise ship so she could go visit the friend.
Oh, so she talked to the guy, huh?
She apparently talked to the guy either before or after she got in the car. Naturally, he drives from Texas to California and sexually abuses her along the way. That's the story we're getting today. Eventually, he stops the car outside a laundromat in Long Beach to wash their clothes, and he was asking one of the laundromat employees about a nearby restaurant, and she thought the whole thing was weird. But the little girl apparently was able to scrawl a note and hold it up to the car window. It said, "Help me." Eventually, a passersby called the cops. That's the story. As far as we know it today, it is very odd. They discovered a black plastic BB gun in his car, silver handcuffs in his back pocket, and a switchblade knife. He was already wanted on a burglary charge out of Fort Worth, Texas, and was considered armed and dangerous. So he was maybe just trying to avoid the police, but he sees a 13-year-old girl he couldn't resist and pulled her into his car. And now I might add, they're charging him with kidnapping and transporting a minor with intent to engage in criminal sexual activity across state lines. John, isn't this some form of sex trafficking? Now, wouldn't this be a serious felony? And we're back to that topic again, right?
Yeah. So, according to Reggie Jones Sawyer, not a serious felony.
No, not a serious felony.
No, Reggie Jones Sawyer would be in support of this man who kidnapped and sexually attacked the 13-year-old girl. Yes.
Yeah, there should be a lighter punishment for him.
Right. All right, get him out in less than 4 years.
This is where they stand up and say, well, the problem is maybe you'll charge the girl too, right? Because sometimes that happens by mistake. They charge the victim because maybe the victim helped the perpetrator procure more girls or was too compliant, or we might charge her.
Yeah. By the way, has that ever happened? Do they have a name of somebody who's in jail for something like that? I don't think they do. I don't think that's ever happened. I think Reggie Jones Sawyer and the whole lot of them just lie and make stuff up and try to get control of the story. And the dumbasses in the media are too stupid to realize when they're being lied to. Did any reporter ever say, really, Reggie, what's the name of all the women who were locked up in prison right now, who were victims?
Victims who got charged with a felony because they were involved.
Give me some case numbers. We'll do some research, some interviews. See if you're right.
All right.
No such thing.
She wasn't underage, but some say that Ghislaine Maxwell was under the spell of Epstein and was forced to procure girls for him.
Nobody's under the spell. Ghislaine Maxwell wanted to do that.
She wasn't a minor anyway.
No, and she wanted to do that. She willingly helped Epstein out.
All right, when we come back, we'll be in Bidenville, and we'll do a little replay of Biden's mumbling the other day with the Israeli president, and we'll contrast that with one of his spokesmen making a cable news appearance to say, the president's very clear to me what he's saying. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values. Premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
There's a man on the moon, or whatever, you know, something, or you know, whether those aliens are here or not. I commuted for 36 years as Vice President of the United States.
Happy birthday, dear Valen.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
I was on the television, I was on the telephone. Every time I hear Hail to the Chief, wonder where the hell is he? Turn around and where's the president? What I can't remember it. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominated Javier Baqueria.
President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies. Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was. She was going
to
be here.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
Still looking for Jackie.
Lock him up!
Every day. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. 70% of the country thinks Biden, they don't want Biden to be president again for a second term.
They don't want Trump either.
They don't want Trump either.
Save us. And but, don't give me that evil of two lessers joke again.
There's plenty of people who would do a competent job.
RFK Jr., go.
It's really sad. And
funny, he's running as a Democrat, but apparently most of his support is coming from far-right Republicans. So right now.
Yeah. Well, I you know what? He couldn't be any worse than what we have. I mean, we have a man who's barely alive.
Oh, we don't need them. We don't need Big Daddy president. Country runs itself.
We need something to run the military, though.
Well, I suppose, in case Putin fires at your bunker.
That's right. I mean, I have my bunker.
He's aiming directly at your bunker.
Look, you're the one screwed. I'll be hiding in the bunker, and I got, a month's worth of food put away.
Yeah, that's enough.
Well, actually, it'd be about 6 months worth of food.
Go it's see only, Oppenheimer this weekend, and we'll see.
If only a month, if I have my whole family down there, then I got a month. If nobody comes, then I got 6 months.
All right, the other day we played you the audio of a Biden meeting up with the Israeli president, Isaac Herzog, at the White House. And let's begin by playing that little encounter and the part that got everybody wondering what's wrong with Biden this time.
And we brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level and Akwa and all of Sharm. Yes. And as I affirmed to Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday, America's commitment to Israel is firm.
Okay. Was this after like 4 o'clock when he's not supposed to be?
I don't know. Yeah, his day's over at 4. 10 to
he's
4.
He's clearly fatigued. He started out, like, I understood the beginning part about bringing Palestinians and Israelis together, and then something happened there in the middle that I have no idea.
After 10
seconds. It always sounds to me like Paul Schramm. Which I don't know, I'm making up a name, but it sounds like he's then Paul Schramm.
Well,
play that again. Let's play that again because the next part of this is critical to that.
And we brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level and Akwa and Paul Schramm. Yes. And as I affirmed to Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday, America's commitment to Israel is firm.
People might think we slowed that down.
I mean, no, that's him. That's him. This is final days.
December you have?
December.
You pick Christmas. You sticking with Christmas?
Yeah, I just buy Christmas.
All right. It could be very sad.
Could be Christmas Day. You know, I was thinking, I mean, it's kind of morbid, but I just remember the last time I saw my dad. He was in a nursing home, right? I went to visit him, and I saw him in the common room in his wheelchair, and he looked kind of happy, but, you know, clearly he was not in good health. And I knew that was the last time I was going to see him, and I just remember standing there and looking at him for, you know, an extra few seconds, and I said, you know, this is going to be the last time I see him. Just walking, looking at him from across the room there as I was walking out the door. And there's a couple other people I've known where they were sick, and they were both in wheelchairs, and as they were being wheeled away, I got the feeling, well, that's it. I'm not going to see that guy again. Hmm. And I'm just getting a whiff of that with Biden.
But just, he's not. I know what you're talking about because, you know, I had parents in both those kind of conditions, right, too. And that's not what I'm seeing in Biden.
Well, for his brain. His brain's shutting down. That's a brain shutting down there.
But it's usually organ failure or something that takes people out. The body just...
Yeah, but it's
heart, the lung, the kidneys, whatever it is. I don't think we're in that situation yet.
Yeah, but if his brain shuts down, anything can happen.
The only reason I'm not going to argue too much with you is because there's one good case in history where I was clearly wrong and you were right.
What?
Yeah, you can't name it, can you? Thought about this the other day. It was a small bright spot in my mind for you. It was Lee Baca.
Oh, Lee Baca, yeah.
You were saying that, and I was skeptical. I remember that, because he's always been a bit of a bobblehead, and he's kind of weird. And then we found out he did have Alzheimer's. He was in decline.
You know, maybe that's a sign, though. Is maybe Alzheimer's, they think Alzheimer's actually shows up sometimes 20 years before.
So, and they said that about Reagan, too.
Yeah.
There was all the whispers in the last couple of years of his term, that his second term, that something's not right. And then we found out years later, he's got Alzheimer's.
And you could tell, now looking back, during, if you look at his public appearances, there was kind of a vacancy in his eyes.
You're talking about Baca or Reagan?
Reagan. Baca, too. I mean, when we met Baca, there was something in his eyes. And I think the
And then the anger thing, he was going to come there and show you his...
You know, you're right.
It's gonads. That's what it was.
You know, I never thought of that one.
Talk about the anger thing with people. I just saw a commercial the other day. I thought of you because it was about dementia anger. There's actually a name for it. I don't know if that's it. But they showed a few old people just going off. And they're like, you know, be aware of the warning signs.
No, that.
How to handle this gently.
That happened with my dad. My mom would call me up and say, you know, they were in assisted living together. And then they put him in a hospital room. And he would just yell at her. And he never yelled at her. Whole marriage that I remember. He never got mad at her. She would get mad at him. But he never got mad at her. And he's yelling and yelling, and he thinks, you know, she's doing something to his food. And so that's that. The way Biden snaps is the same thing.
Well, what you're going to hear now is a Biden representative, a White House spokesperson by the name of John Kirby. He actually went on Fox News to talk to Martha McCollum. And here's what happened over this Israeli president mumbling.
Why is it so hard to understand what the president is trying to say there?
I think he was very, very clear, Martha. First of all, our commitment to Israel's security is ironclad, not going to change. That doesn't mean that we don't have concerns. He doesn't have concerns, and he's expressed those.
He's just changed the subject.
The significant changes that are afoot in the democratic institutions inside Israel, and the president spoke about that honestly with Prime Minister and with the president of Israel. But Israel is a deep and secure partner.
Go back, and Mr. Kirby, go back. Let's play the audio. You tell us every single word that Biden spoke, if it's all clear to you, because I got lost after the first six words, I think.
This is what you learn in spokeshole school, and he executed that perfectly. First of all, you completely reject the premise. All right? I don't think gaslighting is a strong enough word. This is outright lying. No, Martha, it was very, very clear, right? And you say that confidently and strongly, and then you quickly segue into your talking points about Israeli policy. And then you just steamroll. You filibuster. You just keep going and going and going for another minute. And by after a minute and a half, 2 minutes, you don't know what the original question was.
Because he just went off into foreign policy.
Right, exactly. And so if you notice, most spokesholes do that. If they're given a question where the true answer is embarrassing, they will just reject the premise of the question and then go off for a minute and a half on a topic that's tangentially connected to the question. Right. And then everybody forgets. And then the next reporter has their own question that they want answered. And the same thing with the third and the fourth reporter. And so there's no follow-up. There's nobody. And they have this weird protocol. They don't want to interrupt. They don't want to embarrass the press secretary, blah, 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 blah. So the whole moment's lost because nobody in the room really wants to get at the truth. Nobody really wants to say out loud that, hey, the president's senile here and he's mumbling. He mumbles all day. Nobody knows what the hell he's talking about. That's the truth.
We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, we're loaded up for the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to begin by talking once again about the burglary tourism problem. Alex Stone says it's not just happening in California. It's happening around the country. People that take advantage of visa laws to come here and rob houses. One place where this has become particularly big problem is Chile. We talked to the Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer a few weeks ago about this. Apparently, Chile is one of the very few countries where anyone applying for a tourist passport does not have to undergo a criminal background check. And if they are asked if they have a criminal history, well, they'll simply lie. So they were trying to get changes to that because there have been a number of Chilean visitors who come to Southern California to burglarize homes. It's quite a sophisticated burglary ring. This is happening in other places, and Alex will give us that story. After that, the Moist Line, part one. After that, we throw a hack in the dumpster, and then we finish with the Moist Line. Oh, yeah, one more chance to win money. It's a keyword. See, John, I told you we're loaded up next hour. You're not having any time blindness, are you?
Time blindness.
The National Education Association. This is the National Teachers Union?
Yeah, one of them. Yeah.
So you watched this? I did not. So
I did watch this.
It's pretty off the rails.
I heartily endorse this audio. Yeah, I found
this. So what's the subject here? This is Becky Pringle, who's the new president, right?
They were having one of their national conferences. And as you know, most teachers don't care about students anymore, and they don't care about teaching the basics, right? Reading and writing and anything like that, math. What they care about is social issues, especially social issues that have nothing to do with the students. They've become just this political organization that shouts and screams, and it's all woke progressive nonsense all the time. And so that's what they were carrying on about at this National Teachers Conference. And then Becky Pringle decided that she was going to whip the entire conference into a frenzy. Hmm. So listen to this. This is real. It's not edited. This is how she sounded.
I can hear Chief Seattle crying out to us, urging us to remember when you know who you are, when your mission is clear, and you burn with the inner fire of an unbreakable will. No cold can touch your heart. No deluge can dampen your purpose. And yay, you are those stars in the darkness. Your light will not be dimmed. Your purpose will drive you in a righteous fight for freedom because you know who you are.
That's right. Yes.
You know who you are. You are the NEA. Our mission is clear. We will advocate for the rights of education professionals, and we will change this world for our students. With that inner fire burning, we will never bend. We will never be broken because we are the NEA, and we will always, always do what we must to be worthy of our students. Thank you, NEA, for all you do every day for our babies and for our colleagues and for your states and for this country. Onward, NEA! Onward!
Wow. Becky Pringle, president of the National Education Association, the big teachers union.
She's paid. She was paid $534,000 from the NEA.
And she's insane. She's completely insane. And if you look at the
that
video.
That was just a fire up the troops speech, wasn't it? I couldn't figure out at the beginning. I thought she was Kamala Harris. I couldn't figure out what she's referring to.
Yeah, she had a Kamala Harris opening. But fire up what? What the hell was she saying?
And, the union members that we're here to fight for freedom, but I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Yeah, not we. America has some of the worst like math and reading scores in the whole world. We're awful, right? And she's screaming about just nonsense, woke nonsense. But all the teachers who are up on the platform with her, they all stood up and started applauding. And then people down below in the audience stood up and started applauding.
She's fiery. I admire her emotion.
She made no sense. She sounded like a mental patient.
They sound like they're under attack, and I guess they are under attack this
because they're really bad at what they do.
Well, this whole learning loss thing, the reports are still coming out that's been a debacle.
Because they committed child abuse for a year and a half.
And most of these unions, right, wanted to keep the schools closed for as long as possible.
So she starts screaming incoherently to take people's minds off that their kids are brain damaged from the year and a half off.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, all these people ought to be in jail for child abuse. And instead, now she's screaming like a lunatic. Nobody in there knew what she was saying, but they all decided, well, they're going to have solidarity. Yeah, okay, solidarity, everybody. Nothing she said tracked, made any sense.
Oh.
So I should have got a tranquilizer gun.
Yeah, well, they were criticized for having too much control over the school reopening decisions.
Oh, they had absolute control.
When all that was going on, right?
They had all, especially in the Democrat states, because they had Gavin Newsom's gonads in a jar. He was terrified of them because he doesn't want this lady coming up and screaming at him.
No, well, the California Teachers Association, too, is very powerful.
Yeah, and all they do is scream. Yeah. They scream. They don't talk. There's nothing logical or reasonable about them. They just like screaming at the top of their lungs. And then all the teachers and everyone's, no, most teachers are good. If most teachers were good, you would not have a Becky Pringle screaming for 2 minutes. Okay. You wouldn't have. They're not good. They're selfish. And they committed child abuse for a year and a half. And that's the legacy of the teachers who vote these people as head of the union, and they're the ones who agree with all these weird, fake, progressive, woke issues instead of teaching the math and the reading.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk once again about crime tourism, right? We've got visitors, often from South American countries, who take advantage of the rules about getting into the United States to come here as a tourist and instead rob people's homes. We talked about this recently with a number of suspects coming from Chile to rob homes in California. Alex Stone will join us. ABC News will come on the show. KFI AM 640 live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.